E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. All right. Welcome to the Birds and the Bird Football Podcast. I am your host, Fred Halbig. And as you heard in the intro, the Eagles won, baby. That's what that means. 34-27 over the Packers on Thursday night. Huge win. And helping me get into that and breaking some of that down is my co-host, Jay. What's up, man?
Hello, my friend. How you doing?
All right. Good. Way better. Now that the Eagles have finally won a game.
It's a big relief, isn't it?
I say it's actually my life had meaning again. I felt like I could hold my head high.
Yeah.
And every day, today just seemed better. Watching football all day today.
It was a good one, too.
Knowing that the Eagles already won, I feel good. So,
oh, yeah.
So, yeah, but before we start, I want to give a huge shout out to my brother-in-law and his new wife.
Oh, yeah.
I got married last night. I was there. I was in the wedding. I was honored to be in it. Got to give a little speech. It was real nice. Had a great time. And I know he likes to listen, so I'm going to give him a big shout out.
Congratulations, Ryan.
All right. All right, bro. So some of the early games, I guess we'll get into a little bit since we don't have to – I'm going to give a recap of the Eagles game, but we don't have the Steelers game to talk about because they don't play till Monday night.
Yeah, it's a lighter show today, so our next show on Thursday will be kind of a packed one with Steelers review and then the previews for the following game.
Week. So, yeah, I just want to go over a couple games that really stood out to me earlier today, and the first one would be the Browns over the Ravens.
Yeah.
Huge win.
A big, like, margin-wise, yeah. I didn't expect
With the Ravens defense, and they had technically they had the number one offense in the NFL going into the week.
Yeah.
Browns, I mean, defense looked legit, shut them down for the most part. I mean, they gave up a garbage touchdown at the end, so it wasn't even like 40-25. It was like 40-18 or something. I don't even know.
And I guess you could say, look what happens when the Ravens play a good team.
True.
That's been a knock against them so far. Three games, three mediocre teams, and then
against two teams they put they're 2-2 now. Their first two games were against pretty weak opponents, the Dolphins and the Cardinals, I think, and then the last 2 weeks they've played decent teams, and you see what's happened so far. So that division's wide open if the Steelers can pull one off tomorrow night.
Hey, look, we pull off this week against Cincy, and then we got Baltimore next week. We're right back in it.
Yeah, so you never know.
Still two games ago against Cleveland, but got to handle our own business. So,
yeah, I thought this game was big for Baker Mayfield. There was a lot of critics coming out this week, kind of talking a little bit. Yeah, he was running his mouth a little bit, and then he got into it with AB, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think he played pretty well today against a good defense. And, you know, maybe the Browns are starting to click. They might be a dangerous team.
Could be, and then also in that game, OBJ didn't do much.
No, Chubb ran the
– Yeah, Chubb was the leading force in that game.
Had a huge game.
Yeah, Chubb had 20 carries for 165 yards and three touchdowns.
That's big.
That's huge. So,
And then when Kareem Hunt comes back, you never know. Obviously, I think Chubb should still be the lead guy, but, I mean, Hunt's a talented dude. So
it's going to take away from Chubb.
Just adds to him. If they're in a position at that point when he comes back after 8 weeks.
Yeah. Helps the team.
Watch out for the Browns.
Yeah, definitely.
So. Definitely.
I guess another one of the big games was the Patriots and Bills. Bills played them tough. Look, you could say what you want, but the Bills played them tough.
The Bills played them tough, but the Bills are the Bills. I know what's-his-face, Allen.
Concussion.
Yeah, they went out.
He's in protocol.
He got knocked out, dude. I was watching it when it happened. He got pretty jacked up. But the Bills are the Bills. They're not a good team. The Patriots being in that division, that's a joke.
Yeah.
That's six guaranteed wins every year.
How about Frank Gore?
Oh, yeah.
Is he fourth all time now?
Might be third. They said he's supposed to. Now he might.
He's the fourth player to hit
15,000. Okay, so I guess he would be fourth.
So he would be fourth then. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, surefire Hall of Famer, and he's you don't think about it. Yeah, you don't think about Frank Gore as like the one of the best running backs of all time.
Yeah, that shocked me knowing it because I guess he's been pretty good.
Yeah. So another game that just finished up, which was a really good one, was the Buccaneers and the Rams.
Oof.
High scoring game, 55-40. The Buccaneers pulled it off. They kind of kicked the Rams' ass the entire day.
They did. Rams made a late push.
Yeah.
In that game, but
dude, Jared Goff is not good.
It's crazy because he has good weapons around him too.
Like he puts up all these numbers, and like the stat line always, I guess, kind of looks good.
Yeah.
But when I watch him play, he just doesn't have it to me. Like he just doesn't look good. Like if you get any kind of pressure on him, he folds. So
yeah.
I don't know. They gave him a big contract.
Yeah, yeah. How about Gurley?
I don't get that situation.
Five rushes, 16 yards.
Yeah, I don't get it. I know they say he has the knee, the arthritic knee, and all that. But you're paying this man at this point. Mm-hmm. Run his ass into the ground.
Yeah, you have to. Like, you're not winning games right now, so.
I mean, that's the first game they lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but all right. And then the last game I saw just wrapped up was the Jaguars. Gardner Minshew. Minshew mania.
Yeah, pulled it off again.
Pulled it off at the end. Let him down the field and kick a game-winning field goal. So they won 26-24 without Jalen Ramsey today.
Yeah, so what's that third-round pick for him now?
Yeah, I think that drops him a lot. So the Eagles should be able to get him for a 4-7.
4-7, I believe that seems about fair. Yeah.
I should get it done. no, but in all reality, we'll have a quick little chat about that. Jalen Ramsey came out today still, says he wants to be traded. That has not changed.
Yeah.
The Jaguars played without him today. He seems like he's going to continue, to be a distraction. Do you see the Jaguars pulling the trigger? I also saw a report earlier today.
Yeah, that's what I was
the Eagles
about.
Are heavily trying to get him.
Yeah.
They are, and the report was that they are going to try all week to pry him away from the Jaguars.
When's your game? Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay.
Wasn't there another report that said they turned down two first round?
I was going to jump into that. So like you just said, report that they turned down 2-1, saying that the team did not come out yet, so we don't know who it was. But from one of the sources inside the NFL, said that the picks were. They were considering them too late in
late
the first round
picks. Do you think it was Philadelphia?
No.
Okay.
No. I think that if that was the deal, this would be done by now with Howie.
I don't. I mean, I think Howie has probably – I think he probably last week, I think he would have been offering a 1 and a 3. But given their cornerback situation and how bad that secondary is and how injured that secondary is, I wouldn't be surprised that after Thursday night he upped that to 2 1s either.
Maybe.
And they might be looking for 2 1s in a player. I do believe Philadelphia was the one who offered that. Like I said, just because of their need in secondary at the moment.
Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah. They have two healthy cornerbacks on their roster right now. Or they just signed Orlando Scandrick back. So they have a makeshift secondary again.
I could see them being the team, but I think I'm leaning more towards it was probably a Kansas City.
Okay.
Or who was the other? Seattle.
Seattle. I think they said Baltimore offered a big.
Baltimore could have been there too, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. I still think something gets done.
I was going to say, what do you think happens this week? Do you think something happens this week?
Yeah, I think it has to.
I agree.
He already missed a game with 7 different injuries
at this point. What was
whatever?
Yeah. At this point, what was really telling to me is when he came out and had that interview that said that it wasn't about the money for him at this point.
Yeah.
He said that the money's going to be there. He said it's about having a peace of mind and being somewhere he wants to be. So I don't think that's going to be Jacksonville. No matter, they might have already offered him a big contract that he turned down.
Yeah.
I think that him and Tom Coughlin hate each other. They're just from two different eras. Yeah,
he doesn't get along with a lot of people.
Yeah, they're from two different eras. And I don't think it's going to work out. And I agree. I do think something's going to get done. And I don't want to get my hopes up, but I'm starting to lean towards Philadelphia that it's going to take, that he's going to get there and how he's going to land them.
I think they're the front runners, to be completely honest with you, because of Howie.
Yeah.
Like what he does. I remember when right before the Steelers traded for Minka, what was it? The line in Las Vegas shot up.
Yeah.
And they were like 200, favored by like 200 more than any other team.
Yeah.
So I want to see if I can find that, see if there's any odds on that.
Yeah. This is why I think it's going to happen for Philadelphia. Obviously, the injuries that we talked about. But if you look at the Eagles' defense, they have zero young star players on that defense. Cox is starting to get older. I think he's 29. So he's getting deep into his contract. His cap number is going to go up. You don't know how that's going to play out.
Yeah.
But if you look at the rest of the team on defense, there is zero young star power talent on that defense. So nobody else on that defense is about to get paid big bucks. If you look at the secondary, this is a long-term position of need. Right now, they have nobody in that secondary that you can rely on. Maybe Rasul Douglas. He's really stepped up. He was a bright spot this past Thursday out of what is just a terrible secondary. I think they gave up like 450 passing yards. Excuse me. But, yeah, as I was saying, they have a need at that position, and they have a long-term need at that position. So it's not as bad to get a 24-year, 25-year-old all-pro player, and you're going to have to pay him like $16 million a year. You give him a four-year, $64 million extension. Howie's good at getting those things done. It just makes too much sense to me. You know what I mean? They just need him. It's a position of need, and it's a long-term position of need. And, yeah, I just think it just makes too much sense. So I do believe it can happen for Philly this week.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree. I think I just saw some odds that said Kansas City's favorite, 5-2, which is
5-2.
Yeah, and then they got Philly at 10-1, which is like second. Middle of the pack. No, they're actually like fifth.
Really?
Yeah, they got New England at second.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't see that happening either.
I honestly don't see them trading them to an NFC team if it's really that, or an AFC team. Excuse me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why would you want to make – if you think you can still compete, because right now they're 2-2. They could still win that division. It's a weak division.
Yeah.
I think the Colts are now 2-2. Houston lost again. So they're terrible. Tennessee won, so they're 2-2. So, I don't know. I just don't understand why you would trade them in the AFC. But
Yeah, I get that, but –
so we'll see.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, you know, as long as if the price is good enough, I guess anybody will make a move. All right.
Yeah.
So let's go into the Eagles Thursday night 34-27 win over the Green Bay Packers. And I don't know about you, bro, but I'm pretty sure Doug Peterson is a listener of the pod.
Man, we were talking about that right after the game because,
like, I'm pretty sure he listened to the pod.
You laid it out and they followed it.
And they followed my, keys to victory. Let me see here. I have him right here. I said, keys to the game for the Eagles to win. Doug Peterson must call a good game.
Yep.
He called a brilliant game.
Yes, he
did. That's the best called game he's had since the Super Bowl win, I think. He was mixing things up. Remember, I said in the podcast, after they lost to Detroit, like, where's all the creative runs? Where is just the different screens and stuff like that? He brought all that out. They were running traps, with they were putting receivers in motion and cracking down on ends and opening up giant holes for people to run through.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. He called a great game. I said the receivers need to catch the damn ball and not make any stupid turnovers. I think Alshon might have had a drop or so, but he was playing hurt. You could tell he was still limping around.
Yeah, and the guy who drops most of your passes wasn't involved at all.
Yeah, only had one target.
Yeah, zero catches, zero yards. Yeah, so
unbelievable. So yeah, but you didn't see him make those stupid turnovers. You know, for the most part, the receivers caught the ball. Wentz didn't have a huge game, but he was efficient. He looked great.
He had a good game.
Yeah, he looked in control mm-hmm. of that offense. He did everything you need him to do. You know, he converted some big third downs. He threw 3 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions, so he didn't turn the ball over. Well, let's see here. Jordan Howard.
That's the biggest story here is the running game.
Yeah, absolutely. I did not expect I didn't expect that game out of Jordan Howard.
No.
Not at all. It was that's what they traded him like for him. You know what I mean? That's what you were expecting to get out of him. He reminded me a lot of LeGarrette Blount in the year they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But then you saw a lot of Miles Sanders too.
Miles Sanders looked incredible.
Huge bounce back game for him. Yes. He averaged 6.5 yards per carry. He had 72 yards on 11 carries. He had that huge kick return when they were down 10-0.
That was a huge spark.
Huge. That's literally what got them back into the game. So yeah, him and Jordan, they carried the ball 26 times for 159 yards.
Yeah, both of them averaged over 5 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Almost 6. Sanders had 6.5, Howard had 5.8.
Yeah.
And then Howard had 2 touchdowns too. So
and a receiving touchdown.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah,
he caught that like little swing out of the backfield. But yeah, this is exactly what this Eagles offense needs to be. I think that 1-2 punch of Howard and Sanders just it makes the offense run. Obviously, you don't want to be a run first offense in today's NFL. But if you can run the ball like that, that's going to make things easier for Wentz.
Yeah.
Oh, man, excuse me. I have, like, indigestion or something.
It was good
man.
To see Goddard get a little bit involved. 2 catches, 16 yards, and a touchdown. Yeah, it was good to see him. He's another weapon that in the future, Wentz is going to use this kid. Yeah. And he's going to be a problem.
But more importantly, though, he's huge in them running the ball. Like, he can block. The kid can block. Yeah. And having him go out in that Falcons game, really, you could tell, really, really messed them up.
But
this is what I'd like to see. If the Eagles use this blueprint, this is like the blueprint they used in 2017. If they can use this blueprint on offense, they're going to be really, really good. But let's go over to the defense.
Yeah, I was about to say that's the fun part of that. Look, they came up huge at the end of the game. They did something that not a lot of teams do, and they got an interception off of Rodgers to end the game.
Aaron Rodgers threw only 2 interceptions all of last year.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like you said, they were able to break on one of his passes, tip it up in the air, and they got an interception to seal the win on the goal line. That was their second goal line stance of the game. He threw the ball 53 times. Yeah, and had 422 yards. Yeah, but, you know, thank God that the Packers head coach, what the hell is his name, LaFleur or whatever?
Yeah.
Thank God he's an idiot. He kept trying to run the ball. And anytime they ran the ball, they couldn't. And
that's the thing, though. I mean, they had, 20? I'm looking at 20 rushes in that game. Yeah. Which isn't a crazy amount, but the Packers just aren't a running team.
No, but like, here's
that
the deal:
you're built for
the Eagles have one of the best run defenses in the NFL, and they literally couldn't stop. Literally couldn't stop Aaron Rodgers. So, like, even call a running play?
yeah, that's the thing too. And he took off a couple times and made some good runs, and he was just He's good, dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Aaron Rodgers
really
like,
good.
Everybody was talking shit on Sidney Jones on that long pass he had to Davante Adams at the beginning of the game.
Perfect.
I thought Sidney Jones had pretty good coverage.
It was perfect.
He got his head around a little late.
Yeah.
But that throw from Rodgers.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Like two people in the NFL can make that throw. I feel like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers. I get it.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph is one.
I get it.
That might have been the funniest thing you've said on the podcast so far, bro.
Thanks.
That was
that
a good one.
Wow.
That was a good one. You know, I guess
he's just accurate. Like, there's not much you can do.
Yeah, I'm not.
You
super
just
got to
keep pace.
I guess I'm not super mad by him torching them for 414 yards, because I'm going to go what John Barchard, the one guy, the Go Birds podcast.
Your one buddy.
Big fan of his. He always says on there, yards don't matter. Like, yards don't matter in today's NFL. It's all about
– that's a good point.
Preventing teams from scoring. And anytime the Packers got down in there, they did a great job of either holding them to a field goal or they had the two big-time – goal line stops at the end of the game.
Yeah.
So if you look at it that way, that's kind of what the Eagles defense is and has been. Even going back to the year of the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good point. That's a good thought.
Yeah.
Yards don't matter.
Yards don't matter. I mean, he had 422 yards, two touchdowns and an interception. Carson Wentz had 160 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. And Carson Wentz quarterback rating was like 20 points higher.
Yeah.
And he had 300 less yards almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's...
So.
Oof.
But it's the Eagles can't and won't win the Super Bowl with the secondary that they have.
Man, you are making a push
for Ramsey, bro. It's going to happen. No, but what I'm saying though is it's a problem. Whether they won this game or not, it's going to be a problem throughout the season. Like, and I know it's a lot of it has to do with injuries. They only had like four corners, and one of them was a practice squad guy they just called up. And then Sidney Jones went out with a hamstring. They did say that they're hopeful he can play next week. They don't think it was bad. So that helps. But I don't know, man. You just can't win like that.
Man,
hey, Andy's back. We're gonna have to edit that in.
Yeah, I'll edit together. I was trying to look up something and it just cut off. So.
Yeah, sorry everyone, we had a little technical difficulties there, but we're back. We're back. I'm trying to think where I think I was talking about how Sidney Jones got hurt and they were down, and you just can't win games that way. So it's a problem. They have to do something at corner. You got to hope to maybe get healthy. If you don't get Jalen, if that doesn't work out for them, you know, they got to hope that Jalen Mills can come back soon and they can get healthy.
Yeah, I was trying to make another list of potential targets for you guys.
Yeah.
For corners that they were talking about.
I was going to say another guy like is, what's his name? Chris Harris? Is that his name?
Chris Harris?
From Denver.
Denver, yeah.
Yeah, Denver just lost. They're 0-4. So they might, you know, he asked for a trade earlier this offseason, I believe. They might start selling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So, it's I mean, there was a couple other guys that I can't think off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But that's
either.
Chris Harris is a good one.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not a bad one.
All I think is they got to do something to shore up that secondary in some way. Or like I said, they can't and won't win the Super Bowl if they keep playing like that. So, but yeah, that's about all I got. It was a huge win. Huge win for them.
Yeah, it's a good bounce back for you guys.
Yeah, the difference, I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but the difference between going 2-2 and 1-3, I think it's huge. They couldn't start 1-3 and be working out of a hole like that, especially with Dallas playing the way they are.
Yeah.
I
get it. 3-0-3. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, they're playing the Saints right now. 0-0 still in the first. So hopefully the Saints can pull this one off and the Eagles will only be a game behind. And, yeah, they got the Jets next week, so they should be able to pick up another win and start rolling. Hopefully they can get on a roll now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's yeah.
I mean, not much else to say. That's about all I got for the Eagles game. Anything else you got for the Steelers before tomorrow night?
No. I'm just ready for it.
It's a must win.
Oh, it is, dude. If there's a chance to salvage the season, it has to start tomorrow.
Yeah, they have it. They got a chance with Baltimore and Cleveland now being 2-2.
Yeah, and there's going to be energy in that building tomorrow. They did the Hall of Fame tonight for the Steelers, and they'll all be there tomorrow. They'll do a special thing for them. So they're going to be amped up for this game.
Yeah.
I hope.
Mason's got to show improvement.
He does. He's got to bounce back. And Connor, too. It's all over the place.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I guess we'll talk about that one on Thursday when we come back with our preview pod.
Yeah, Thursday will be a packed show.
Awesome. Sounds good, everyone. Follow us on Twitter.
Check us out on Twitter at birds_bird. Facebook, Birds in the Berg Podcast. Like, subscribe, and review on all podcasting sites.
Teddy Bridgewater he just had a big run and they're calling it back.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Flags in the NFL are ridiculous,
it's
man.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's getting hard to watch. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
You know where to find us.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, everyone. That was the Birds in the Berg Football Podcast. Was that 20?
20, man.
20.
Episode 20.
Brian Dawkins episode of the Birds in the Berg Hall of Famer.
Rocky Blyer.
Yeah. Who's that?
Really?
Don't play. Some old white guy.
He's an American hero.
Thought he was tough because he blew half his foot off or something.
Hey, don't you even. The goddamn hero.
Yeah, all right. Yes. The Brian Dawkins episode of the Birds in the Berg Football Podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to everybody on Thursday.